Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa. Today I talk to Rusty Rogerson, Riverside City Administrator, about this weekend's Riverboat Blues Fest.
We actually first started planning about the end of March.
It's Riverboat Blues Fest. Did you have help from the Riverboat Foundation?
Yes, we received a grant from the Riverboat Foundation to help support that. We got that grant a couple of weeks ago.
What can people expect this weekend from this Blues Festival?
Well, starting in the morning at 8 a.m. till 2 is a flea market. First time, flea market here. We're planning it for Veterans Park, which is right across from the fire station on Highway 22. At 10 o'clock, and starting in Hall Park, which is the big park behind Casey's, the Y is conducting a 5K run, a prize race, and then after that they're going to do a family fun run and walk. Then at noon in front of City Hall, we start with children's inflatable games and other kinds of games. We have some cheerleaders come to do some face painting. The live music starts at 1:30 and goes till 10 o'clock.
Was this an idea that you had to hold something like this?
Oh, yeah, Lori and I, the deputy here, we were talking, and we're big supporters of Trek Fest, and we even went to the community club that does Trek Fest, and they said this would be awesome, so we're having this weekend. So, and we raised over $7,500 from local businesses and individuals to help support this.
Well, that just proves that the community is supportive of
this event. We have lots of prizes for kids and adults. We've got at least 4 bikes and helmets. We've got a music system, which I can't describe for you. I'm sure my grandchildren could, that we're giving away to kids, and a lot of other prizes. And then for adults, we have a flat screen TV and, of course, cash and a remote deer camera that was donated by Big Game Tree Stands. And got a lot of gift cards from the casino and restaurants here in town. So, yeah, it should be a really good event.
And I saw that you have a survey going on there in Riverside.
Yes, we entered into a contract with RDG, and RDG is a planning group, and they're doing a comprehensive plan for the city, just like Washington had. In fact, it's the same company. They also did Kelowna's comprehensive plan, and it lays out a foundation for the next 10 years about where new residential areas should be, all that kind of stuff. So we had the kickoff meeting a couple of weeks ago, and this will be the first public open house. Everyone with the Riverside address is invited to attend and give their opinions or what they'd like to see, and the survey is available on the city's website. There's a link at the bottom that says comprehensive plan, and hard copies are also available at City Hall.
When is that survey due?
I believe it's due at the end of the month. There's still time.
And people just turn it into City Hall?
Yeah, they can.
Is it real generic, or does it go into specific?
No, it's a very generic one to start with. It's used by this firm or any firm that is helping communities plan. And, it just kind of starts a baseline for conversations.
Is that what this first meeting at the end of the month is going to be about? Is it just going to...
No, they're seeking individuals' opinions or theories about, what Riverside should do, what it should look like or be like 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
So you're looking for a lot of public input?
Yeah, we're looking for a lot of public involvement. And then there'll be special groups held, like for senior citizens, for high school students, for, people that commute and work in Iowa City. So they'll be setting up some other special groups, too, to hear what they want to see Riverside do.
That was my conversation with Rusty Rogerson, City Administrator in Riverside. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.